Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neth, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. So, I've been getting super into anime lately. I've always kind of liked it since I was a kid, reading Shonen Jump magazine and then seeing that manga turn into a TV show full on anime. But one of these manga that I loved was Naruto. I loved it. I loved it. It's a story about a young ninja who holds a hidden power that he must control in order to keep the ones that he loves safe. And the anime was the comic come to life. I recently finished watching the entire first Naruto series, and I'm now currently about 120 episodes deep into the sequel series, Naruto Shippuden. Shippuden? I don't know how to pronounce it, but I always say Shippuden. Anyways, this series greatly expands the mythos and world of Naruto, bringing new characters, backstories, and ninja abilities. One great piece of lore that I like is that each ninja has a natural aptitude towards a specific type of chakra nature. Think basically like finding out if you're a waterbender, earthbender, airbender, or firebender type deal. I like that each character's powers and abilities are based off of their chakra nature. It reminds me a lot of gifts of the spirit. Gifts that God has given to use for his glory. Like using the gift of exhortation to speak about Jesus, or the gift of a spirit of leadership to lead people to Christ. When we work together with these gifts, ooh boy, we really get cooking. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, it says, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." So you can see God has given us all gifts to use for good, and they're not all the same. Later on in that same chapter, in verses 12 through 20, it says, "Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. But work together. Embrace the diversity and uniqueness of your gifts. Use these needs and gifts that God has given you to help others. Help them find Christ. Help them grow. Work together with your friends, fellow congregation members, and even pastors to do the great things God has made you to do. We are all part of the body of Christ, and we are important parts of his great plan. But we have to do our part to keep this thing going, using our unique gifts together to move forward. Believe it. That's all the time I have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.